Coming up on Minnesota Native News, find out how President Obama plans to work with Native American tribes to strengthen economic development. UCARE, one of Minnesota's largest health insurance companies, teams up with Ampers to prevent diabetes. And one man's quest to feed homeless Native men and women during the Thanksgiving holiday.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. A select group of tribal leaders from across the country had an exclusive meeting with President Obama to discuss economic development and job creation in Indian Country. Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe Chairwoman Melanie Benjamin got to meet with the president. She said it gave tribal leaders a chance to meet with President Obama on a leader-to-leader, government-to-government basis. She says she got the president's attention when she talked to him about some of the things her band has done to help improve the economy.
We have an economic development strategy for the Mille Lacs Band, and that is to diversify our economy. We looked at with the hotels, the Crown Plaza, and the DoubleTree Hilton, downtown St. Paul. Everything lined up where we were able to purchase those hotels, and it looks today that that was a very good decision just based on the activity. We want to do more of those types of acquisitions. We want to be able to have the opportunity to build more economic development projects in the Mille Lacs County. But we continuously have to deal with the Mille Lacs County and their opposition to our potential growth.
The president hosted the meeting prior to the 5th annual White House Tribal Nations Conference, which is designed to strengthen ties between tribal leaders and the White House and give the president a better understanding of the economic issues Native American communities are facing. Earlier this year, the president established the White House Council on Native American Affairs, which is meant to promote economic development and sustain healthy relations with the nation's American Indian tribes. Education is one of the most effective ways to prevent diabetes, a healthcare issue affecting many Native Americans. That's why Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, is teaming up with UCARE and the American Diabetes Association to reach out to Minnesota's Native communities. Approximately 1.4 million Americans have prediabetes. Native Americans are twice as likely to develop the illness, which is the sixth leading cause of death. The partnership focuses on getting health and wellness information out to those at risk. Geeta Worster from UCARE says that when it comes to prevention, there isn't a one-size-fits-all message.
The idea would be that the kind of messages that will resonate with various communities will be tailored to those communities. So we may have a perfect, pretty brochure that will work with a non-Hispanic Caucasian population, and sitting down with the White Earth reservation leaders might find that it has to be totally rewritten with a different focus and different types of messages. So the idea here is that there'll be written materials, there'll be verbal radio spots, there'll be social media, which we hope will take on internet options, but whatever the right types of tactics are will be developed in consultation with the local communities.
The program will teach people how to prevent and manage diabetes and direct them to resources in their community. To say that Mike Forshaw is generous might be an understatement. The former owner of the Wolves Den restaurant inside the Minneapolis American Indian Center is known in the community for taking care of elders, feeding homeless folks, and giving a little TLC to those down on their luck. This year, he's making sure nobody in his community goes hungry on Thanksgiving by offering free meals at the Minneapolis American Indian Center Thanksgiving Day powwow.
I would like to say this is the way I was raised. I was raised traditionally, but I wasn't. I was raised in an alcoholic family, and I was one of the ones who would take care of the rest of the kids. We had 13 people in my family. And so I would always make sure I take care of the kids and make sure they had notes for school and make sure they had food. And so I think this is what causes me to do it. And because I love my people, I see the hurt in their eyes. I see their down and out. And when they need help, we are put here on this planet to take care of one another and to take care of the planet. And that's it.
In addition to running a catering business, he's also the chair of the American Indian Movement and works to help homeless Native Americans and raise awareness about other social issues affecting the community. This is Minnesota Native News.